Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord. Praise you, the Lord. Yes, indeed, you are once again in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am your host, Brother James Brown, Jr., and we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday night and Saturday night from 8 o'clock p.m. until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, tonight we do have Deacon Marvin Cox standing by to bring to us another word from the Lord, part two of his message from this past Thursday night radio broadcast. With his message title was Come Into the Light. And this is part two on tonight. So you want to make sure that you have your Bibles, your pens, and your paper ready to follow along with Deacon Marvin Cox as he's ready to deliver another word from the Lord on tonight. He always shared with us first an inspirational poem. So once again, you want to make sure you have your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready to follow along with him as he get ready to deliver God's word on tonight. We always open up with prayer, so I'm asking all the listeners if you would please pray with me at this time. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, we come once again on tonight to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name on tonight because we know that you're worthy to be praised. We know that there is none like you in all the earth. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are not like man. You have and hold all power in heaven and in earth in your hands. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you don't slumber and you don't sleep. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are a promise keeper. You are a faithful God. You keep your word. You have a perfect track record. So we thank you again for who you are on tonight. We've come now in the name of Jesus Christ, asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Deacon Marvin Cox and his entire family, and every believer in Jesus Christ all over the land. Your word lets us know that we all have sinned and come short of your glory. So that's why we thank you for your son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that was shed on the cross that would never lose its power. And we thank you that through Jesus Christ, we can come to you and be redeemed and be forgiven of all of our sins. Now, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come on tonight asking that you will move by your spirit on tonight through Deacon Marvin Cox as he delivered your word on tonight. It's our prayer, hope, and desire that should there be any listener on tonight, Heavenly Father, that are not saved in Jesus' name, that your word will go forth with power. That they, after hearing your word, Heavenly Father, they will be able to open their own mouth and confess their sins and their transgressions. They will ask Jesus Christ to come into their hearts and save them, and they will come to know and fulfill their God purpose in the earth for your glory. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy, even your sufficient grace, because we know that we don't deserve it and we're not worthy of them. But we thank you for them in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we ask that you will move by your spirit on tonight. Continue to comfort and strengthen those that are bereaved all over the land. Let them feel your presence, your peace, and your joy as only you can, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Continue to move by your spirit. Continue to touch, heal, and deliver those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. We know that you are still working miracles, signs, and wonders, even on tonight, that you alone will be glorified. So now, Lord, we pray that you will help us to decrease so that you may increase in us, that you alone will be glorified. It's our prayer in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless each worldwide listener. Continue to bless them and grant them the desires of their hearts is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, tonight we do have another spiritual food for thought. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, be grateful and thankful that God is in total control. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. Be grateful and thankful that God is in total control. Well, on tonight, I just want to say early happy Mother's Day to all the mothers that are tuning in on tonight. Tomorrow is Mother's Day. Another Mother's Day is upon us. I want to wish, as your host on tonight, in advance, I'd like to wish every mother that tuned in on tonight happy Mother's Day for 2020. Also, we'd like to say a happy birthday, 101 years old, mother of our church, Greater Shield of Faith, Mother Georgia Smith, has turned 101 years old. What a blessing. I know she's not, most likely not listening in on tonight, but I just want to send this shout out to her on tonight. So if anyone has heard this and you know Mother Georgia Smith, if you can get the word out to her that we are thanking God for her life and for him allowing her to see 101 years of age. What a blessing. So Mother Georgia Smith, to you, again, happy birthday and also happy Mother's Day to you. Also want to give a shout out to my bishop and pastor, Bishop James A. Jennings of Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, my pastor and shepherd. I also would like to give a shout out to our Greater Shield of Faith Church family and all the mothers at Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church. Happy Mother's Day to you all from me. Well, we get ready to do our music break, and following the music break, we're going to come back and we're going to yield the mic to Deacon Marvin Cox so he can deliver another word, a part two of his message title from Thursday night's show, titled Come Into the Light. So this is part two on tonight. So you want to, again, make sure that you have your Bibles, your pens and paper ready to follow along with him after he shared with us another inspirational poem. Then he's going to go directly into God's word. Enjoy the music break.
Holy, 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 Almighty Savior. Come on, my soul loves thee. Come on, oh holy Lamb. Oh precious Lamb. So much I owe.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise you, the Lord. I give you praise. God, our Heavenly Father, He is worthy to be praised no matter what it looks like, no matter what we're going through. God is worthy to be praised. Before I bring on Deacon Marvin Cox, I'd like to say a happy Mother's Day to my mother, a virtuous woman of God who left us over 14 years ago. She's resting with the Lord now. I thank God for my mother. My mother raised 9 children by herself with the help of the Lord, and Mother Patricia Brown, my mother, and then also my sister Barbara Curtis, who passed away over 6 years ago. I'd say happy Mother's Day to my mother and to my sister, who are both resting in the Lord on tonight. So we want to give a shout out to them, even though they are not here physically with us, they are still with us in spirit and memory. So I thank God for both of them, my mother and my sister Barbara Curtis. I'd like to also let the listeners know that I do welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at James_Brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Once again, I do welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at James_Brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. So now I think you are ready to receive the word on tonight from Deacon Marvin Cox. Deacon Marvin Cox, I now yield the mic to you.
Amen. Once again, I thank the Lord for this awesome responsibility that he has given me. I thank him for Brother Brown for seeing the potential of God's word in me that needed to be shared with other people. I thank God for so many things. I thank God for the Lord. I thank Him for His Son. And tonight, I especially thank Him for the mothers of the world. Brother Brown, he so eloquently put it about how significant a role mothers play in our life. And the Lord gave me a special poem to all the mothers of the world, to all the female listeners, and I'd like to share it with you. It is called Priceless. The value of a woman, no one can measure. You are a gift from God. You are a priceless treasure. No lovelier creature can ever be found, one of the most precious jewels in God's holy crown. Before a man ever assumed a leadership role, the first few years of his life, a woman had complete control, nurturing and feeding him, teaching him his ABCs, giving him a Band-Aid when he skinned his knees, speaking words of comfort, wiping tears from his eyes, protecting him from bullies that were twice her size. In good times and bad times, always showing him the way. Never too busy to take time to pray. Interceding for us, making our loads much lighter. During the storms of our life, making our days much brighter. On our leadership, on your leadership and love, no one can deny, but some will say that you don't qualify. If Apostle Paul had his way, he wouldn't allow a woman to speak. But what about the times that a man may fall weak? God's word said, remember the women who labored with you, who carried out assignments the men were too afraid to do. God called Ruth, Esther, and Deborah too. Who are we to question him on why he called you? If God can send Isaiah, use a raven or a dove, why can't he choose a woman to speak and demonstrate his love? You may be a hellraiser, you may be meek and mild, but at the end of the day, you are still his child. You may never get recognition that others may receive, and people may say things to cause your heart to grieve. Don't worry about what people have to say. They are just giving you a reason to pray. Don't let how they think or how they cause you stress. Remember, your service to God is priceless. Amen. That's to all the mothers and all the women of the world who are listening in tonight, and even those that are not listening in tonight, because, you know, we, it seems like we get things backwards. We just designate one day out of a whole year to do something special for our mothers, you know, for the women in our lives who have bore children, when we know that God is a special, he has used them as a special vessel. He commissioned them, and the Bible says, who is my mother, who is my brother, my sister, my mother? Those, the answer is those that do the will of my Father. And your mother is more than just a vessel that was brought forth, that was used to bring forth birth. She was used in early days. God told her, he said, to be fruitful and multiply and to replenish the earth. Therefore, giving her commission to go forth and to bring you forth, to bring you forth, and especially to bring you forth. So I like what Brother Brown did, even though his mother's been gone for 14 years and his sister been gone for 66 years. You know, there are each one of us that have lost mothers and loved ones, and they live on in our heart. They're still rendering service unto God. So I'd just like to take that time out just for a few minutes to acknowledge and to celebrate, because it's not an easy job. It has its rewards, but it also has its, not downfalls, but it has its, what I'm trying to say here, it has its tribulations. Because in this contrary society, being a mother is not easy, because you must rise up early in the morning and take care of the needs of that family. But that being said, I'm going to move right along to tonight's lesson. It's part two of Come Into the Light. And as we were studying and reading last week, we know that it was a commission that was brought forth. It was an invitation, as it was put. It was an invitation for each and every last one of us to come out of that dark world and come into the light. And if I were you, I repeated it several times, if I were you, I would not pass up on this invitation, because an invitation is, I will put it this way, is a very, very polite request for someone to come and to attend and to be a part of something. And the Bible, they use the word differently. Some say beseech, which is an urgent plea. I adjure, which is an even urgent request. But to compel, no. To compel is to do things by force. See, you deal with Satan, you compel him to leave out of the body or out of your presence. I compel you to leave. In other words, I order you. But see, God is not like that. God would not order you to do anything. He will give you something to do, an assignment, and, of course, you have the choice to make. So we're going to read to you the same scripture that was read last week, and it was pertaining to coming to the light, and it was Philippians, the second chapter, 14th through the 16th verse, and it reads, "Do all things," and I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible, and it's important that you know where the information is coming from, so you might won't say, "Well, that was just Deacon Cox talking," or "That was just Brother Brown talking." It's coming directly from God's Word, and see, God's Word is so beautiful that the interpretation, one scripture could touch the hearts of 50 people and give them a totally different message. Each one would get a different understanding of just one verse, but it reads, "Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke in the midst," now listen at this, "in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain." I've just read it to you from the book of Philippians, the second chapter, verses 14 through 16. And may the Lord add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the doing of his word and his will, that he may edify our souls forever. Amen. Now, Brother Brown instructed you that we're going to do part two. And our topic for tonight is Jesus, the light of the world. And we had a secondary topic or subject to discuss. It would be, he called you. Are you going to come? So we're going to move right along, and we're going to pick up where we left off at last week. Well, see, one thing about it is that since God's word is continuous and is perpetual, it never ceases. So we will pick up where we left off at last week. And Brother Peter was letting us know in 1 Peter 2 and 9, it says, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light," which is dealing with our topic for tonight. Jesus called you. Are you going to come? Are you going to come into his marvelous light? The invitation has been set. He has done what he's supposed to do. He has told you about this opportunity for you to come out of the darkness. Whatever your situation might be right now, whatever the situation that's going on in our country right now, we would look at it and we say, it's a dark day in the United States. It's a dark day. We're not going to confine it. See, sometimes we get selfish and we just look at our own personal circumstance and we think that that circumstance is so, so terrible. But this is a worldwide situation that's going on. And see, we confine our prayers. We'll confine our thoughts to a local thing. We're thinking local, we're thinking city, we're thinking national, but this is an international thing that's going on. But the invitation is not given to Detroit, not given to Atlanta, not given to Memphis, not given to London, not given to Switzerland, not given to Africa, not given to Paris, but this is a worldwide, as Brother Brown said, this is a worldwide platform. It's not hard. Nobody is barred. So we must look upon and look past our circumstance. As I say, we might think that it's a dark day, but how could it be dark when Jesus told us and he just instructed us, informed us about this marvelous light that we're coming into? Now let me tell you what the spiritual and the biblical meaning of light is. We know that this light, it would be considered as a spiritual illumination. And when you illuminate something, it lights up. And it lights up in such a fabulous way that all the dark corners, you know how things, and men, God's word said that men are, you know, they do things in the dark. So if you light up every corner, you don't have no room in no corner of your house for no bugs to hide, for nothing sinister to gather momentum. And as children, so we're children of light, so we're going to talk about that for 1 minute. But if you think about how children are at nighttime, we talked about this briefly last week. At nighttime, some children be scared to go to bed. Why? Because it's dark. And then not only that, but it's dark and the shadows in their room, they come to life. They not only are motionless, because you can get adjusted to a motionless shadow, but the shadows with the movement of the clouds in the sky, they come to life. They move. They hear. They're there. And then these shadows, they take the forms of things and they play with our imagination. So it might be easy for us to tell our children, hey, don't worry about that. That's just this or that's just that. But see that light. But you turn on the light, guess what? If the Lord turned on the light in your life, those shadows, they do what? They disappear. And your fears disappear. Because you say to yourself, whew, my imagination was taking advantage of me. I was seeing things that I thought were there, but they were not there. So it's important for us to have that light in our life. And the topic tonight, Jesus is the light of the world. And see, that light supersedes the celestial light. He shines brighter than the noonday sun. And if you notice, no one, it's only one creature that I know that can look directly into the sun, and that's the eagle. But no other creature can look directly into the sun. And I know God gave that the eagle a purpose. He has given everything and everyone a purpose. But our purpose tonight is for us to be that light, for us to be that hope for the world, because we're going to go shortly. We're going to tell us why we're going to be and why we should be and why we should not turn down that invitation to come into the light. Okay? Now, we're going to move right over to St. John, the 8th chapter, the 12th verse, and it reads, then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Because see, one thing about it is that when you walk in darkness, you're subject to stumble. You're subject to do dark deed, but the protection. See, the dark don't protect you. The dark, it conceals and it hides and it distorts, just like the shadows. The shadows are a distorted view of something. Might be something real, something inanimate, but they are distorted. And also, normally, the shadow, what the shadow do, it magnifies. It makes something seem like it's much bigger than what it actually is. So my brothers and my sisters, Jesus, the light of the world, he has commissioned, as you will find out in Thessalonians 5 and 5, 1 Thessalonians, he said, ye are all children of the light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. So, wait a minute now, hold on. You kind of confused me a little bit here. Let's say, I'm a child of light. You are the children of light. Wait a minute. I thought that was one designation that only the Lord God had. But he's telling me that, Brother Paul is telling me that I'm a light too. That I can go into dark places and light it up with God's word. I'm not talking about with no bullet fire. I'm talking about with God's word. You can go into some places and set that place on fire with God's word. You can illuminate it. Why? Because the Lord is there. They say, well, why is Brother Brown coming out of a bar? Well, I can tell you, it was a brother or sister in there that needed to hear God's word. Say, go into the darkness and what? Shine the darkness, and the darkness do what? Comprehended it not. I thought it was in there just having a nip. No. God will send you into places that, because he tells us in his word, he said, go into the highways and the byways and we'll do what? To compel them to come in. Now, that's a different one right there. You know, you tell them, hey, y'all, you better get yourself to the house of prayer. Because the way that some of us is living, and the way some of us have lived, being polite is not going to work. You say, hey, look, I'll tell you what. If I was you, I would get myself down there immediately, if not sooner. So this word compels, it takes on a different meaning. When because sometimes, guess what? You have to tell people. You cannot make a suggestion to people. And some people I'm talking about, I'm going to use our children as an example. We know that our children is doing this and doing that and doing ungodly things. We can't be polite with our children. We're going to say, hey, gee whiz, buddy. If you continue to do that, that's going to lead you to some serious trouble down the line. No. Parents don't operate that way. Parents will say, look, boy, if you don't stop that, you're going to have to leave my home. I'm not going to allow you to do that in my house. If you're grown enough to do it here, then you should be able grown enough to take care of yourself out there. So, see, that's a different way of putting things. Some things you just cannot be. As I said earlier, you cannot be polite or something. But guess what? You were not rude. It's never rude to tell the truth, but guess what? It's always a more excellent way of telling the truth. Why? Because you must move yourself out of the way. Let God speak for you, and let God speak through you, because Jesus is the light of the world. And as I study God's word, and as the Lord began to bring forth his, tabernacle on this earth and bring forth his ministry, I mean, You know, I asked the Lord when I studied his word, I said, Lord, could you, you know, in order for me to understand your word better, could you help me or to capture the mindset of those individuals that were speaking, especially your mindset, Lord? And the majority of the things that the Lord did or that the Lord said, I did not detect. Maybe my detector was broken, but I did not detect any anger or any animosity. Now, it's one time that I actually did. And that's when he told them when they was prostituting and his word and when they was, he turned over the table of the money changers and said, wait a minute now, hold, what's wrong with y'all? Y'all done turned my father's house into a den of thieves. Now, I tell you, that'll make anybody mad. If you come home and they, when I said prostitute, when I say that, I'm just saying that somebody is selling something that they ain't got no business selling, or selling something for a price that they shouldn't be selling that thing for. So the Lord is a gentleman. When they beat him all night long, when they mocked him, when they scourged him, he took it. I mean, I'm more than sure somebody would strike me. I can't speak for you, but I would have a serious attitude at that individual. As a matter of fact, I'm more than sure that most of us say, boy, if I escape from this, boy, you in trouble. But see, Jesus is the light of the world. And he's telling each and every last one of us, he has passed that unto us, that light. That's my Father. So if the light is in my Father, then the light is in me. I'm more than sure the scripture here, like I say sometimes, most of the times I paraphrase, but I'll give you a general idea, you know, say, let he that is in the world so we know that he that is in the world is not of God. Let that is in Christ Jesus, let that mind, let me get back on track here. Let that mind that is in Christ Jesus also be in you. So if this is part of his characteristics. I mean, we've run into people frequently and say, man, you don't act nothing like your father. You don't act nothing like your mother. But I got news for you. Now should be a time where each and every last one of us is a duplicate copy of the Lord, especially because we are the hope. We are the hope of the world. We are the hope of this present day generation. Brother Brown, there's hope in you. When I see your circumstance and I know that you're going through, then it's again encourage me that I can make it through. Brother Isaiah, same thing with you. Sister Robinson, when we know that it's a struggle every day for you to just take care of yourself, just to button your shirt, just to do this, just to do that, that should be inspiration to each and every last one of us when we see how certain people are handling certain situations. We know that that light, coming to that light, that marvelous light, Jesus is the light of the world. He will lead you and guide you unto all truth. He said, we are a light. We're like that city that sits on a hill that cannot be hidden. Wait a minute. Now, hold on. Hold, wait a minute. You mean to tell me that light that you have, it can't be hidden, it can't be concealed, that no matter how you dress up or you dress down, people gonna know that you're a child of the King, that you're a child of God? The answer to all those questions is yes. Because while you are that city, wherever you go, see, in that city is, okay, we talked about light, but we're gonna talk about two things right now. We're gonna talk about illumination, And we're going to talk about elevation. Because once that light shines and once it's elevated, then everybody going to see that light. It's not going to say that if you're a city that's sitting down in the valley's so low, on a hill. And from wherever you are, your vantage point is you're going to look. So I'll say, look to the hills from what cometh your help. Your help cometh from the Lord. That's Psalms 121. So we are, you are, I am, they are, their city. You can't hide it. And sometimes we try to hide it. And why do we try to hide it? Because we try to blend in with certain groups that we ain't got no business blending in with. But it can't be hid. And I'm more than sure that each and every last one that's up under the sound of my weak voice tonight have been in a situation or been in a place and a total stranger just walked up to you and say, "You go to church, don't you?" And you don't have to have a cross on your neck as big as your car, a medallion as big as a hubcap. You don't have to have that for people to know who you are, because I just read to you a few minutes ago that we are what? A peculiar people. We know that peculiar means unusual. And that's in a good way. And it kind of astonished us when somebody out of the clear blue sky come and recognize us for who we are. So you know what? You go to church, don't you? And see, that's a statement right there that somebody didn't recognize you. Somebody said, "Hey, you know, I know you, that city. I know you can't be hid. You can't be hidden. You got on some overalls. You got on a policeman outfit. You got on, you know, you're a waitress behind the counter. You're collecting garbage in the front of my house. But you are that city. Does not matter what your occupation is, because there's a multiplicity of occupations out there that are serving the Lord and serving the Lord wholeheartedly. It's just not restricted to this person or that person or this religion or that religion. Your neighbor, the one that is always in the wintertime out there, selling, he not only do his yard, but he do your yard, he do the yard next door, and he do four or five houses on the block, blow their snow. The one that come out there and break your leaves, or either know that it's an elderly person living next door to them on the day that they, before, the night before, it's time to take out the trash and put it out there on the curb. That neighbor just goes out there and does it, then bring it back up. Never exchange words with that neighbor, but that neighbor does that. Who you think that is? You think Satan would do something like that? Of course not. It's that light. It's that light that is in that individual that is doing that. So my brothers and my sisters, come into the light. That's an invitation that I would not ignore, because it is time for each and every last one of us. We've been living and doing dark things, and I'm not, and by me saying that, I'm not calling all of y'all sinners, but we are sinners saved by grace. And see, sometimes when things are being said, our imagination get to running away with us, and well, see, am I mistaken, or did that man just not call me a sinner? But there's no exemption. We are all sinners saved by grace. We sin daily in one way or another. You know, but we have to be able to look into situations, look into the heart of men, and be able to let that light shine. Because God has commissioned us, the Lord has commissioned us to go out there and do what it needs to be done. Now, I got a good one right here. We're going to go Romans 13 and 12. It says, "The night is far spent. the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. So it's getting late in the evening, y'all. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, which is alludes to the previous statement that I just made, that whether we know it or not, in some way or another, we're saying, and let us put on what? The armor of light. I mean, you're trying to tell me armor? Hold on, wait. Warfare? Okay, I get it now. What it's saying is that the armor of light will protect you. The armor of light will deflate those dark things that want to overtake you. And if you know it's a lot of, you know, during this time right here that everybody restricted to home and everything, and, you know, my wife is currently still, you know, an aficionado of horror movies. And if you watch TV long enough, which I'm more than sure, you know, some of us have, and you look at these horror movies, 95% of these movies are what? Filmed at night. If you say a horror movie, they filmed at night. And they have you on the edge because you don't know what's going to jump out from the shadows. You don't know whether Jason's going to take over your dreams. You don't know whether Freddy's going to get you in your dreams. You don't know whether Jason's going to come at you with a chainsaw. You don't know whether Michael Myers is going to do this or whatever. You don't know whether Pennywise. All these movies are in the nighttime. Now, that's the reason for that. Because terrible things happen up under the cover of dark. Why? Because men do not want to be seen. I know it was the first saying. You know, whatever you do in the dark is going to come to the light. Why? Because the light going to shine in that darkness, and the darkness is not going to comprehend it. And the light, what else does the light do? It exposes you. And this might make some of us who used to go to bars or nightclubs, it's going to kind of make you chuckle a little bit. I know it made me chuckle when it first happened to me. I was at a bar and I was talking to this honey boy, and this girl was really looking good, boy. And then at, you know, at 2 o'clock or somewhere about that time, say, you know, you ain't got to go home, but you got to leave away from here. And then the young lady that I thought I was talking to, oh, watch out now, she wasn't a young lady at all. Oh, no, she was, you know, so that dark, it deceives, it distorts. I say, okay, I see what's going on now. And every time the lights in the bar come on, you hear everybody say, whoa, because that person they've been romancing and talking to and buying drinks for and dancing with is not who they thought it was. But had it been in the daytime, it'll be a totally different story. We'll be able to see. But then we got to be careful, because sometimes things can be extremely deceptive, because the night is far spent. So it's working into the daylight hours now. We've had opportunity to do, and when something is far spent, that means it's about to come to a conclusion. We had opportunity to do our dirty deeds. We had opportunity to frolic in the darkness. We had a chance to conceal in the darkness. We had a chance to hide things in the darkness. But come on into this marvelous light. The Lord is counting on you. The Lord is counting on you. It says, let us put on armor light. It's time to put on that armor. It's time for us to gird ourselves with that light. Because that light whether we know it or not, is all the protection that we have, all the protection we need. Our world is getting darker and darker, not because the Lord is not illuminating it, but because we are losing our focus. And if you notice one thing, the further you get away from the light, the darker it gets. That's why in the wintertime, our days are so short. Why? Because the earth is taking a natural tilt away from the sun. Seems like you go to bed, it's dark, you wake up, it's dark, and at 4 o'clock, it's dark. So we only have a few hours of daylight. Why? Perfect example that the earth has moved further away from the sun. Hey, I like the way that's said. I like how I put that. So we're going to modify that shortly. When you move further away from the Son of God, let's put it like that, your world is going to get darker and darker and darker and darker and darker. Even though he is the light of the world, but when your back is turned to something, then you're not allowed to be, let that light be a beacon to you. Not allowing that light to refresh you, not allowing that light to illuminate you, give you spiritual illumination. Why? Because you did what? You turned your back to the light. My brothers and my sisters, this will be a perfect opportunity right now for you to come into the light, because Jesus is the light of the world. He is, and we are. That city, and I have another scripture to do, and there's John 1:9, and it reads, that was the true light which lighted every man that cometh into the world. Okay, now we're talking about the Lord. So every man was born, every woman, every boy, every girl was born with that light. But somehow or another, through our activities, we do things to extinguish that light. We put that light up under a basket so no one can see it. Because when we put that light on a stand, it provides light for all that is in the house. Now, you just think about that. Are you ready to let your light provide and illuminate all that is in your house? All that are on your job, all that you come in contact with. Are you ready for that to happen? Because Jesus is that light. And he commissioned us. He said, we are children of light. So he gave us that commission, which was a wonderful commission. And John the Baptist said that he come. He was not that light, but he bear witness of that light. We are not that light, but we too can bear witness of that light. So I'm adjuring you, all of you, to come into the light while there's time. Because the night comes, once again, Brother Brown explained that to us so many times, that night is darkness. The night comes and no man can work. So the opportunity, the invitation, the opportunity, all of these things, I might have said it twice, but it was for emphasis, is there. And if I was you, I would take advantage of it. This is just how when the utility company sends something, see, and it's one promise. And I'm going to say this, and that's going to be it. See, concerning the light. Now, in Detroit, in Michigan, DTE is the energy place. They have other energy companies, but DTE is the big one, where it goes out miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. It's the one that provides light and energy and gas and all of these things to millions of people. And my father, who is the Lord, is the president and CEO of DTE. I said, Lord, you got to give me something to give to people. He said, okay, I'll get you something. He didn't say it like that, but, you know, Lord don't answer like that. But then the response, it put a drop of thought into your head. And so that DTE in our area, now you could write this down if you like to, is that he's the same today, tomorrow, and forevermore. And that DTE, to me, it stands for he's going to be divine throughout eternity.
Because now, yes, sir.
So you let that light shine. Jesus is the light of the world. And now, time flew again. I turn you over to Brother Brown. May God bless you and may ever keep you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Deacon Robert Cox, for part two of your message titled, Coming to the Light. Thank you for part two on tonight. I hope that everyone has received this word on tonight, and especially for those that are maybe listening that are not saved in Jesus' name, I pray that you have received this word and that you will be able to open your own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask to be forgiven of your sins, that you can turn around and ask Jesus Christ, God's Son, to come into your heart and save you on tonight. You can do it even right now while you hear my voice. You can be saved on tonight. And it's not God's desire that any souls be lost. So you have an opportunity, you have a choice to make if you're not saved in Jesus' name, because it's just like Deacon Marvin Cox said, and I do say it constantly, work while it's day, because the night is coming when no man can work. The nighttime means death. You cannot work for the Lord if you're dead. So work for the Lord while you have breath in your body, while the blood is still running warm in your veins, while the Lord can be glorified through you, through your life here on earth, that you, God, will be glorified through you, and that your God purpose will be fulfilled in the earth for the glory of God. Again, I thank Deacon Marvin Cox for this message on tonight, a much-needed word for such a time as this on tonight. We're going to get ready to close out in prayer. Again, before I close out in prayer, I do want to say once again, Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers at my church where I am a member of, Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, where Bishop James A. Jennings is our pastor and shepherd. Also to the mothers of Morning Star Baptist Church, where Pastor Isaiah Tillman Jr. is the pastor and First Lady is Sister Helen Tillman. Let's say Happy Mother's Day to Sister Helen Tillman also on tonight. But tomorrow is, again, Mother's Day. Another Mother's Day has come upon us. Again, I'd like to say Happy Mother's Day to my mother, who is now departed and with the Lord on tonight, and my sister Barbara. Again, I know that their spirits and memories live on in us as her children and as Barbara's siblings. And not only for us, but those of you that have lost your mothers, continue to be encouraged in the Lord. Continue to let their spirits and memories live on in you and through you, that their love for you and for God will never die. So we're going to close out in prayer on tonight. Again, once again, I'd like to say Happy Mother's Day. I'm sorry, happy 101 years to our mother of the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, Mother Georgia Smith. The Lord allowed her to see 101 years. We just want to say again, Happy Mother's Day to Mother Georgia Smith of the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church. We're going to close out in prayer as we always do. Please pray with me. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name on tonight. We know that there's none like you in all the earth. You are worthy to be praised, no matter what we're going through, no matter what it looks like. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace and your mercy. We thank you that you are in total control at all times. We thank you that you cannot slumber. You don't slumber. You don't sleep. We thank you that all power in heaven and earth is in your hands. And we thank you that you are a faithful God. You are a promise keeper. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are not like man. So we bless your name on tonight because you're worthy to be praised. Again, we thank you for your grace and your mercy, even your sufficient grace toward us in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we pray that you continue to have your way in the lives of your people, that we will be able to fulfill our individual God purpose, and then as a corporate body of believers all over the land, that you alone will be glorified is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.